Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. We got a little snow out there this last week, 6 inches, but we don't care. We're not shoveling. The shovel's been put away. The snowplow is parked in the garage. Bud is not going to bring it out. That snow is just going to have to melt on its own. And that's all there is to it, because we are done with winter. The spring equinox has come, and the days are getting longer. And now you can kind of see light. You can sort of make out colors and so forth. And people are just a lot more cheerful. The earthworms are moving down there under the ground, and the chipmunks and the gophers have come out of hibernation, and everything is starting to move in this world. The robins have arrived, and the mallards have laid their eggs, and things are moving. Mating is what it is all about, of course, spring. And we feel this. Even married people do feel these urges, you know, and that's why people do the things they do. This sort of throat clearing that men go through. That's a mating behavior. Phlegm clearing out of your nose, spitting on the ground. This is all mating behavior. Exactly. Men walking around and waving their hands and saying, "What has taken you so long? I've been waiting here for half." That's mating behavior. That's what that is. Home improvement. That's all part of courtship. It comes from our animal past. All that sawing and that hammering and the tiling in the bathroom and the way you did the grout. You're hoping for her to come and to admire this and to start moaning in kind of a low voice. Your wife, and start panting and start unbuttoning your shirt. And This happens. It's spring. It's a beautiful, beautiful time of year in a place where you've had winter now for 6 months, and now you've got a little change. This is a fabulous, fabulous. You've got these puddles, enormous puddles, now that the snow is melting and things are appearing out in the snow, and these red mittens, whose are they? And this blue plastic pail and amazing things. This postcard, it's written in French. Who is this for? We don't know. The address has just sort of vanished here in the snow, and these puddles, beautiful, enormous lakes. People spend thousands of dollars for games and software for their kids, and there's nothing so fascinating as an enormous puddle to work with it, to work with mud and to make levees and to make canals and sluiceways and put in dams to block them. And then you make ships, and the ships make their way through the dam and down the canal and out this sluiceway, and they go off away. And in this way, children learn about the idea of leaving home. This is how children learn about this. This is where they get this, and from playing with model trains, which kids don't do anymore. See what's missing in people's lives. It's a very interesting time of year. Interesting time of year. Marriages go through a little turmoil around this time of year. People become restless. Gary and Leroy, the town constables, were called out on a domestic squabble at the Magandance home on the outskirts of town, and they went out. They were surprised because they thought that she, Mrs. Magandance, Marilyn Magandance, had left and gone south months ago. Well, she had. She had. She left because Gene was chuckling. He was just chuckling all the time, and she got irritated by it. These little things, you know, can really crack up a marriage. You may think this is trivial, but it's not. People get divorced over the fact that somebody begins every sentence with the word "so." Humming has been a cause for divorce. And snoring, of course. Norwegian bachelor farmers, you see, they can snore all they like to. The walls of their houses move in and out with their snoring. It doesn't bother their dogs. They can snore. They can get up in the middle of the night. They can fry themselves a steak. They can pour themselves a glass of whiskey. They can pee in the sink. But marriage holds us to a higher standard, does it not? She just got tired of his chuckling. She put up a sign on the wall of the kitchen, "Thanks for not chuckling." She she started calling him Chuck. And finally she just said, "What? Well, if you want to laugh, laugh. Don't just sit there and chuckle to yourself. I mean, let's hear a little passion, a little conviction." But he kept on chuckling, and so she divorced him. And she went down to Tarpon Springs, Florida, to stay with her sister. And she changed her name legally from Marilyn McIndance. She changed it to Michelle Montaigne, because she had read the essayist, Michel de Montaigne, the essayist who said, "It bothers me not what others think of me compared to what I think of myself. The greatest thing in the world is to gain possession of yourself. Even seated on a throne, you are sitting on your own ass." She liked that. So she went off, and she dyed her hair red, and she changed her name to Michelle, and then she came back. She came back a few weeks ago because divorce really seemed to improve him. And he had settled down, and she missed him. So she came back, and Gary and Leroy were called out on a call because the neighbor reported that they were hollering at each other, and there was a slamming of doors. Well, they came out, and there were Jean and Marilyn, or Michelle, sitting in the kitchen, drinking coffee, and talking in a calm way. They said, "Well, it was just one of those little spats, you know. We had this argument about whether to carpet or whether to lay down hardwood floor, and we just started yelling and getting things out of our system, and that's a good thing, and we're okay. We're okay. We went down to Chicago for this romantic weekend, and we were very excited, and he had given me the gift of a libido enhancer. And I'd been taking it for a week. It's a liquid, comes in a bottle, and it's called Allure. So we headed for Chicago, and he'd reserved a fancy room in this hotel, and we pulled into Rockford, Illinois. He was hungry, and we couldn't check in quite yet. So he went off to a cafe to get a sandwich, and I went down the street to get a bottle of wine. He said, "Spend $100. Price is no object." So I was headed for the liquor store, and then I saw one on the other side, and I made this quick U-turn, but there was a median there, and I went bouncing over the curb, and then the blue lights flashing, and this cop pulls me over and walks back to the window and asks to see my driver's license. Well, in my confusion, I handed him a credit card, and that did not win me any points. He took my driver's license. He asked me if I'd been drinking. I said, "No, but I'm on my way to the liquor store right now." I said, "And I've just been taking this libido enhancer." Well, he took his sweet time phoning in my name, and then he came back and he had me walk a line and recite the alphabet backwards, and he gave me a breathalyzer test, and nothing happened. And then he recognized me. He'd gone to high school with me. His name was Brad. He'd gone to high school. He didn't recognize me because I changed my name to Michelle and because I had red hair and I gained a little weight. Now he saw who I was. He was my first date who took me to a prom. Well, when Jean came back to my car, Brad and I were, well, we were sitting in the back seat. One thing leads to another, and he had his arms around me, and he was kissing me in a very nice way. And so Gene decided we should come back home and talk about this, especially after he found out that the $400 for the hotel room was non-refundable. So we came back, and for some reason this argument about carpeting and hardwood floor just kind of got out of hand. That's all. That's all that happened. Gary and Leroy looked at them, and they could see lust in their eyes. They could see that these people wanted nothing more than just to go upstairs. There's nothing like making love after a big argument. Try this sometime. Nothing so fabulous. They said goodbye, take care, keep your voices down, please. Took a handful of jelly beans out of the dish on the kitchen table, went out the door, got into their car, and looked up, and the bedroom lights were out already, and the shades were coming down. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.